mm-hmm. come to the top, and then she would make her own butter from it. You know, she'd have a little wooden block-like thing she'd press the butter into, yeah. and a little stick and push it back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. We'd done all of that. Like I said, when I got on up to about 13, you know, it was store-bought stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff yeah. Would you call that milk that was sour, I guess? Do you call that the clabber?
Yeah, it had to sit there for a while and go through a fermenting stage, but you would have to, you know, I guess you'd have to know what you're doing because you wouldn't want to let it go too far.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then after it was churned for maybe half a day, several more, you know, however long, the butter would separate from the clabber or mm-hmm. milk or whatever, and then you just leave your sour milk at the bottom, which was buttermilk, you know.
Okay, and then you drink that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Do you ever hear of anybody making their own cheese?
No.
Around here?
No. I'm sure it is, but I've never heard it.
Okay. Oh, how would you call the cows to get them to come if they were out?
I've never done that, now. But I've heard my dad holler, you know, just a little hollering sound. You know, like you don't give a piggy, piggy, piggy for a cow. But
yeah.
Like cow, cow, cow. But it was a little unique kind of sound that he would make, and the cows got used to him. And whenever mm-hmm. they hear him make that sound, they knew it was something for him to eat, you know, like yeah. sweet feed instead of hay or something. So they would come running. Really nice. They know it was a treat for them.
Uh huh, uh huh.
So they would be there if they could hear him.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're pretty good. Got some cows in where I live. I hear them walking, yeah. you know. Yeah. They always hear me coming. Yeah. Look around. Someone said Suki.
Yeah.
Something like that. Would he have a different way to call the calves?
Well, not really. Mm-hmm. Not really. They basically stayed with the mother anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if the mother went, they went.
Mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't know. He wouldn't really call on them until they got on up old enough that they was on their own anyway. Then it would, just like a child growing up, he learns how to say pa and ma, you know, and then he learns the name of
mm-hmm.
the person's calling out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do they all have names?
Not really. You know, we didn't name our cows.
Yeah.
We named our horses. Mule,
yeah.
stuff we worked with, yeah. you know, we gave yeah. a name.
So you had horses too?
Yeah, I've had horses, and my dad had a mule.
Uh-huh. How would you call them to get them to come up?
By name.
Just call them?
Holler out the name. Whistle for them, basically for the horse. And my dad always just called the mule's name out, you know. But really, whenever he needed his mule, if it was in the wintertime,
mm-hmm.
the mule would be sitting there, be standing at the gate. In the afternoon, because he wanted something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Summertime, he would sometimes have to go get him because he knew there might be some work out there. So the mule would stay down in the woods somewhere. He wouldn't come up.
Yeah.
Because he knew he'd be working.
Uh-huh.
That's why my dad farmed. He farmed. We had to buy the corn and stuff. He didn't have a tractor.
Oh, okay. He did with the mule. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I begged him to buy a tractor, but he wouldn't.
And he could ride instead of walk. How did you tell him to go, to turn and stuff?
The mule, or we'd have what we call plow lines.
Mm-hmm.
We could either turn them that way, or either, and I heard my dad, he would say either G or ha.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the two means right and left now.
Okay.
And I've basically seen the mule do that from the words. I've never really, you know, I've plowed a mule. Like I said, we didn't have a tractor, but I've mm-hmm. always used those lines that would lead.